And thank you to John Curdy for introducing us with our sponsor today. I'm Tate Cervantes with your news for the hour, starting now. The Huron Area Technical Center has announced Peyton McLargy as the Student of the Month for January 2026. McLargy is a senior at Caseville Public School and a second-year student in Huron Area Technical Center's Health and Science program. She is the daughter of Tanya McLargy and the late Daniel McLargy. Peyton consistently demonstrates a dependable work ethic and a genuine eagerness to learn, said her instructors. She approaches tasks with focus, takes pride in her work, and actively seeks opportunities to grow her skills. Her teachers note that she takes initiative, follows through on responsibilities, and demonstrates a thoughtful, careful approach to her work. Her positive attitude, reliability, and willingness to learn make her a valued member in the classroom. McLargy has earned several industry-recognized certifications, including Certified Nursing Assistant, or CNA, CPR and First Aid, and Stop the Bleed. She is also an active member of Health Occupations Students of America, HOSA, and the National Technical Honor Society, demonstrating her leadership, academic excellence, and commitment to career and technical education. In addition to her academic achievements, McLargy is currently completing on-the-job training locally, gaining valuable hands-on experience in a real healthcare setting, and this experience allows her to apply her classroom knowledge, develop professional skills, and work alongside healthcare professionals. Following graduation, McLargy plans to pursue a degree in radiography at Ferris State University. She will be honored during a luncheon at the Main Street Cafe located inside the Huron Area Technical Center and will receive a certificate of award. And Senator Gary Peters of Michigan has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at making federal grants more accessible to smaller communities and organizations. The Streamlining Federal Grants Act addresses challenges faced by rural areas and under-resourced entities that struggle with complex grant application requirements. The bill mandates that federal agencies collaborate with the Office of Management and Budget to standardize and simplify grant procedures. Key provisions include clearer funding opportunity descriptions, upgraded grant management software, and uniform data standards for reporting. Agencies would designate senior officials to oversee these improvements. And Peters argues that the current system disadvantages communities lacking dedicated grant writing staff, preventing them from accessing crucial federal funding, and the legislation seeks to reduce administrative burdens and ensure equitable distribution of resources. Support for the measure comes from diverse Michigan stakeholders, including nonprofit organizations, municipal leagues, fire departments, universities, and community colleges. Supporters emphasize that simplified processes would allow organizations to dedicate more effort to serving constituents rather than navigating bureaucratic requirements. The bill represents a bipartisan effort to modernize grant administration and expand access to federal funding opportunities across communities of all sizes. And authorities are looking into the death of a 49-year-old man who sustained critical head injuries during an incident earlier this week. Emergency crews were called to a home in the 1900 block of Morrison Street around 3:20 a.m. Tuesday, where they found Armando Garcia Jr. in need of medical attention. He was transported to a nearby hospital, but later died to his injuries. Police have not yet disclosed how Garcia was hurt. The Michigan State Police Mobile Crime Lab assisted Saginaw detectives in examining the residence and collecting evidence. Investigators say they have identified a person of interest, though no arrests have been made. Detective Sergeant Oscar Lopez said the major case unit continues to pursue leads as the investigation remains active. Anyone with information is urged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1245 or reach out to Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. And we will be right back with some obituaries after this brief message from our sponsor.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Baddox? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Baddox, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Baddox offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Baddox, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we are back. We have a few obituaries for you at this time. Donna Marie Sageman, 95 years old, passed away January 30th of 2026. She was born December 16th, 1930 in Brookfield Township. And on October 17th, 1953, she was united in marriage to Frank W. Sageman at the Owendale Community of Christ Church. Donna is survived by her two sons, Richard and Ronald, as well as four grandchildren. Funeral service for Donna will be held at McAlpine Funeral Home on Thursday, February 5th, 2026, at 11 a.m. Visitation will be Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and visitation Thursday prior to the service at 10 a.m. Burial will take place in the spring. Memorials may go to the donor's choice. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Madison Jean Hileski, 26 years old of Saginaw, passed away unexpectedly on January 29th, 2026. Maddie was born on February 8th, 1999 in Bad Axe, and Maddie is survived by her mother Lynn, her father Leonard, her sisters Amanda and Jamie, her two nephews, her grandparents, aunts and uncles, and many cousins. She was preceded in death. My apologies. She is survived by her grandparents, Anthony and Jean, and was preceded in death by her grandparents, Stanley and Dorothy. Massive Christian burial will be held on Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church, at 11:30 a.m. Visitation with the family will be on Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, from 2 to 7 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe, and also at the church on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton in Maddie's name, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that was your news and obituaries for the hour. We are going to go briefly into our weather here at the station. It is currently an overcast 11 degrees Fahrenheit, feeling like negative 1 degrees out there, with winds coming out of the northwest at 8 miles per hour. If you would like more news, weather, and obituaries, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net, anytime, anywhere.